Kelly Meyer, the head coach of the Brixton Pirates, and what a victory.
It was. I mean, it was a hard-fought game. I thought it was clean all the way through. And, you know, that's the game that is going to happen when it comes to the playing against Green Wave and the Pirates. It's going to be physical. It's going to be gritty. I think East Grand Forks played a heck of a game. I mean, Britlin Rasmussen stood tall in front of that or in that net and came up with a lot of big saves. So, I mean, they had a great season, and it's tough to always that somebody's season ends and one continues, but now we just got three more periods to go.
Well, you got that first goal, which you wanted. It was about halfway through the period. Addie Fee, it was sort of a weird goal. I think she was trying to put it in.
Yeah, and that was the thing, is like we knew we had to get it into the net no matter what, no matter which way we kind of threw it. And Addie throwing it behind, and it hit off of Britlin's shoulder and then hit off of the back of her head and went into the goal. So it was something like that that, I mean, find any way that you can to put the puck in the back of the net. And Addie did something different that's not really an Addie Fee kind of thing, but it worked out in our favor. And I think it really took the nerves off, because at the beginning of the game you could see the hand shaking, the fumbling of the pucks, and it just, we needed something like that to get some breathing room.
So you scored the only goal of the period. You had some chances, though. You had three power plays.
Yeah.
Period, just couldn't get one.
No, and I mean, in all three of the lines that went out and played between our green line with Jocelyn Field, Taylor Field, and Brindley Coleman, and then, I mean, every single one of them had chances. They did a really amazing job with the give and goes from the half wall, and defense were playing a lot of offense, and we just really kept that pressure on in the first period. I thought that we really went and controlled it and didn't really give them much.
17-3, you all shot them. So what did you tell the group after the first period?
Just to keep the pressure on. I mean, the whole goal here now moving forward is just these girls just have to go out there and have fun, because when they're out there playing loose, having fun, just going out and making those connections with each other and making those memories, I think that's really when they play their best hockey. Because we got to figure out any way that we can to kind of take the pressure off of them, because I think there's just a lot of added pressure from either outside sources, even pressure that they put on themselves, and just those high expectations that kind of the state of Minnesota has for these girls. You know, I mean, it's a tough position to be in when, you know, you're so close against playing Warroad, and that's a lot of pressure to put on a kid.
So 1-0, you go into the second period, and you get another goal. That was Emma LaPlante. That was a great effort. She just muscled away.
She did, and I don't think anybody knew she was going to go and take it to the net right away. And I think using that, I thought Emma LaPlante had an amazing game. I thought she was gritty. I thought she was going up and down the ice really well. She was doing a lot of just outworking people, and I think her getting rewarded for a goal like that, where she just kind of took it from below the goal line and just kind of crept in and put it in between put it behind the net, I think that was, it was something again that we really needed, and every single goal really mattered for us, because the more and more we could keep pulling away with a lead, it started to make us less nervous.
The plot line, Parker Strand, Kaylee Clawson, they both had some great opportunities. Just
yeah, and I really think that they really were going. They were really looking sharp. They had a lot of good setups. I mean, Kaylee Klassen was really rocking it with those give and goes. She gave a couple to Reese Swanson, and Parker Strand really being gritty in front of that net, because it was one of those areas where you know you're going to get hit, and it's not always everybody's favorite spot to be, but that line is, they're just gritty, so they'll go and stand in front of. And that net takes some hits and hopefully bury some pucks.
17-7, you're outshot them in the second. I'd say they probably wouldn't be in double digits of shots on net if it wasn't for the power, but I think they got just a bunch of. Campbell had a bunch of saves on power play in the second and third.
Yeah, and when those pucks are coming at Campbell and she can see them, I mean, she's going to save them every single time. I mean, that kid even said, too, it's puck after puck. I mean, it's just making sure that you're doing your job, and she definitely went and did that tonight. And I mean, they had a lot of opportunities where Campbell came up with them, and without that, I mean, it could have been a whole different game. But I think that all around, it's everybody just went out there and had a lot of fun.
So you're up 2-0 after two, and I'm sure it's the same message, just go out there and like 0-0. Don't let up.
Yeah, and that's something, I mean, these girls know exactly what they have to do game in and game out, and they've really put it within themselves to really go out there and really get it done. So it's nothing we really said as coaches. We just keep telling them that to just keep going, and we got 17 more minutes, and this game is over. And if you put a couple more in the net, I mean, we'll take the win however we can.
So third grade come out, they have a power play and can put on some shots there, but they outshot them 20-5 in the third period. And finally rewarded in on a power play. Her fourth power play of the year, and it was a heck of a give and go with Cassie Solheim, Reese Swanson, Barry.
And that's something that, I mean, when Reese is out there, she works on that a lot when we're at practice, where she's really just coming in. She gives that quick pass, and whoever's on that half wall, they just give it right back. I mean, I saw it with Cassie. I saw it with Addie. I saw it with Kaylee. And Reese being able to shoot that shot that she has, I mean, she has probably the hardest shot that I've seen in this program for a long time. And she just, her getting that opportunity in that high slot to just bury it is something that she really needed. And I know it's something that will really boost the confidence too, because if she can shoot the puck and really find the back of the net, that's going to be huge for us.
So that was with a minute or two to go on the game, a power play goal. You sheltered and way there. And Campbell Fridge ends up 15-save game, but she gets her seventh shutout of the season.
Yeah, and that just goes to show how hard that kid works. And when she gets dialed, I mean, that's when she plays her best hockey. And I know playoff hockey is going to be her best. And I know that's when she's going to really save us in a lot of things because of the saves that she does make. Because there's a lot of them where it's, you look at her and you're just like, holy crap, I can't believe you got that. But it's Campbell. So it's something that we just got to make sure that we're staying on top of it, playing defense. Because when it gets to Warroad, we got to make sure that we're playing everywhere, that we're being solid in the defensive zone, neutral zone, offensive zone, and making sure that we keep the pressure off of Campbell a little bit. So we gotta really focus back in, and hopefully these girls get a lot of rest tomorrow and come back to work on Monday.
You really played three lines tonight. I mean, all the way through, you had your third line out of power plays, and so it looked like everyone played great.
Yeah, and I think that's the beauty of the three lines that we have. I mean, we've been playing three lines all season, whether it's the same or whether it's different, and I think they all have their own strengths and own responsibilities where they really come up big for us. And I think even tonight you could see that all three lines had opportunities and really worked hard in that offensive zone. So that's something that's really going to work well for us coming into the next one, and hopefully make it so we can go and string three periods together. Because that's something where when we used to roll two lines, we'd get kind of gassed towards the end of the third. And if we're just rolling three, I mean, that's going to be something that's going to save our legs. So we got to make sure that we just keep giving opportunities when these kids are out there working hard. And it's, practice is going to be something that we have to make sure that we're putting pressure on each other to make sure that we're ready for the pressure that's going to be coming in on Thursday.
The world, they will have three lines, but they won't play them 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3. I mean, he sneaks the first unit back out there and stuff and tries to get mismatches on what he'll have last change.
Yeah, and that's something that we got to watch, too, because that whole last change, that's something that he's really good at, where he tries to go and play their powerhouse against one that he thinks that they can capitalize on, and we got to make sure that we're prepared for it and make sure that, again, all three lines are playing solid defensively and in the zone, because we got to make sure that we're ready for that top line that really puts the pressure on in the house, where they have somebody just kind of standing in that right above the crease and they can just throw a stick on it. And I mean, we've watched their game tonight and we really got to dial in on some of the things that they do.
Well, as Herb Brooks said, it's your time. It's our time, or whatever. Mm-hmm. That's Thursday night. It was the biggest crowd that this rink has seen this year in hockey, let alone girls and boys. So I would think that they probably will be just as packed, or if not, even more packed Thursday night.
Exactly. And it's, we got to make sure that those girls just take it so it's something where it's not nerve-wracking, because I know that they haven't played in front of a crowd like that before, and it's just finding ways that we can take the pressure off of them and let them play loose, because when we get the nerves out there, that's when we're going to start fumbling the puck, and we can't let them capitalize on that. So we got to figure out how to mentally prepare for this game. Because if we can find that confidence and find that mentality of coming out here and really playing our best game that we've ever played all year, I think that's going to be the key to really take it to them. So we got to just make sure we're going in day after day and make sure that we're ready for it.
Well, Laura thought they were going to meet you in the section championship. I thought that could happen as well. So it's come to fruition here, and we wish congratulations on the win, Coach, and hopefully have some good practices up to Thursday.
Yes. Thank you, Frank.
Thank you. Yeah. That's Emily Meyer. She is the head coach for the Crookston Pirate Girls, and they were victorious. 3-0 over the East Grand Forks Greenway. The Pirates advance. Okay. Advance to the
section championship.
I'm just looking, see nobody's coming. It's been Section 8A championship on Thursday night against Squirrel. So that'll be 7 o'clock, right on the dot. So make your plans to make sure that you're here. I think even the Pirates have any other scheduled games.
They moved the girls' basketball game to Friday.
Yeah, so they moved one game to Friday just to close the Pirates' winter, so it should be the only thing going on, so we hope we get a chance to come over and watch it. Dave Nelson's leaving the building. Dave has left the building.
So is Carter Fee.
Elvis is on his neck. Carter Fee is running on him. Didn't know what he did. Well, that's it. Tyler Herbert helping us on the game. He did the first one on video stream, the World Game. We thank Tyler for his work. And Bo Melby is our producer again for all the games here, and can't go enough. Chris B's been taking some pictures, keeping the stats up on the website, so everybody participated. And we hope you enjoyed it. I know we did. That's leaving you with the final score. It was the Crookston Pirate Girls 3, East Grand Forks nothing, in the Section 8A Girls Hockey League semifinal. For all of us, good night from the CSC.
Okay, stream's done. We did it.